Hey everyone, and welcome to Agent Real Tech. So in this video, we are going to take a deeper dive into what it means to own your name online. So this video is going to be a bit of a continuation from the last one, but also going to show you a deeper dive into what it means to purchase that domain name and how to point it to whatever particular site that you need. So if you were to Google your name right now in whatever your favorite search engine is, let's just use Google as an example, is your website or anything that you have going to pull up first, or is there going to be something else or somebody else's website that shows up? The reason why this is important, especially in the world of real estate, if somebody meets you and they catch your name, or you hand them your card and it's got your name on there, somehow they've got your name and they're just Googling to find out more information about you, if your name isn't one of the first options, there is a large chance that they're probably not going to work with you. You can simply and very easily change that by owning a domain name, having your name as a website, having different accounts set up so that when somebody searches for your name, they're getting in touch with you and not Joe Schmo, who has nothing to do with real estate. All right, well, let's jump right into it on the computer. So if somebody were to search for your name online, I'm going to go to a private browser, so none of my information should be saved in here. And let's go to google.com. When I go to search for my name, there are several items that come up to show my name, so that if a client is looking for me, they can easily find me. I've got a LinkedIn profile. That seems to be the first thing that shows up. Realtor.com profile shows up. My eXp website and then my personal website all show up before somebody else that has the same name as me that does dance. So this is super crucial in the world of real estate. Like I said, people are always going to be searching for you, searching for properties online. The online realm has become so very important. And in this video, I want to show you how to purchase a domain and get it pointed to wherever you want it. Similar to how I have my website pointed to my Google Sites page. And again, if you need to have some more information on Google Sites, be sure to check out the last video. So what we'll do, personally, I like to use domains.google.com. There is also GoDaddy as another very popular place to purchase domains. These are a couple of the domains that I currently own. But what we're going to do right now is get a new domain. And for that, I already own my name. So in this window, you would type in your own personal name, obviously, or if you have a more common name, maybe add something to it, like your city. So if John Smith is your name, that is definitely going to be a more popular name to be able to just purchase that domain. So maybe you do John Smith Charlotte or John Smith Lake Norman to have it more specific to you as that specific agent. So for this example, I'm actually just going to purchase Agent Real Tech because I have not purchased that domain yet. And it was suggested to me that I should probably own this. And being the tech tip guy, I probably should have thought of that first, but shout out to the person that told me. So simply, I just search Agent Real Tech. And once I do that search, I have all of the different endings that are available. Most commonly when people search for you, they're going to want to look for a .com ending, but depending on the scenario for your website, you've got different ones, .net, .org, .info, any of that. So with Google Domains, you simply just click whichever one you want. .com, again, it shows here, has the most popular ending. So we'll go ahead and add this to the cart and be ready to purchase it. If you had multiple ones that you wanted to purchase, let's say I wanted to purchase Jonathan Breton Real Estate, I would just go ahead and put that in, and then I could also add this to the cart. That's not something I'm interested in purchasing, so I'm not going to worry about that right now. But if you go up here to your cart, now you should have your website here. You have the ability to add multiple years if you want to go ahead and make that purchase all at one time. For now, I'm just going to purchase this on a yearly basis. That'll be set to auto renew on June 23rd. Down here, you've got the option if you would like to go ahead and purchase a custom email. So your website can have more of a professional feel. On my jonathanbreton.com website, I went ahead and purchased the Google Workspace with that. And you've actually got an option, yeah, for the starter pack, which is $6 a month. So I have set up contact@jonathanbreton.com. So if anybody tries to reach out to me through my website, I have that link posted a couple, or that email posted a couple different places so that I can have a more professional feel on my email. Obviously, that's not required. You could just have your standard email at gmail.com, or if you have an email address with your brokerage, you could just keep using that email address. So for this, I'm not going to worry about the custom email because I won't need that here. Cost is going to be $12. Again, with different sites, GoDaddy is another popular one. I believe a lot of their sites are usually around, or domains are usually around $9 to $10. So it's just a personal preference that I use this one. Costs a little bit more, but I like it. So then you just click checkout down here. If you've used this already, it probably already has a card saved and your information saved in here. So all you have to do is scroll down and click buy. Once this purchase completes, we have to wait for the loading screens. So what it was doing there is going through and registering this domain to me as the owner and publicizing it essentially on the internet. So if I were to go to Agent Real Tech after a couple moments, usually you want to give it a little bit of a window to actually publish everywhere. Agent Real Tech would then become a live website. So for this, I'm actually not going to create a website. You have the option here to just go ahead and create a website. But I'm actually going to point this website to another existing site. So if somebody goes to agentrealtech.com, I want them to actually land on this YouTube page. So if we scroll down here a little bit, there's this option, forward your domain to another website. And then you would simply just put in the website URL here. And I'm going to actually go in and get that URL real quick. So if you guys will bear with me for just a moment, and take a moment to like the video while this is all loading up. All right, so now that we have got the URL for the YouTube page, I'm just gonna simply paste that into here so that when somebody goes to agentrealtech.com, it will actually push them to my YouTube page. So you've got some extra options down here, but don't worry about all of that. You simply just want it to forward, so you'll click forward. And then after a few moments, it says that it could take up to 48 hours, but typically it's a little bit faster than that. When somebody types in this website, agentrealtech.com or www.agentrealtech.com, it will push them to the YouTube page. And let's just quickly test it out to see if it took effect already. So it has not taken effect yet, so it will take a little bit of time, but that is simply all that we do to get purchase a domain name, and this is specifically the process with Google domains, and then point it to a specific website. If you were building a website, you could go through that build process. If you had one already created, then you're just owning the name and where that website will point to. So again, when somebody Googles your name, now when they Google your name, you've got the first couple options that show up there. And then to use this as an example, if somebody were to Google Agent Real Tech, they've got my podcast that pulls up first. And then after that, a little bit further down is going to be the YouTube channel. So, hope you guys learned something new. I hope you enjoyed that video. If there is something that you would like me to go into more detail on, definitely feel free to comment below. And maybe even comment your website that you've created, and we'll go through and I'll go through and check them out. All right, well, I hope you guys learned something new in that video and see the importance of owning your own domain name so that people can always find you. Be sure to like and subscribe, comment down below if there's a specific topic that you want us to cover, and we'll catch you on the next one.